We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Lakers Nation. Welcome in. Trevor Lane here for LakersNation.com. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Hopefully you guys have a great one. Wanted to do a little mini pod here on the newest Laker. That's Spencer Dinwiddie. Now official, the Lakers have signed him off the buyout market. They used the money left over from Gabe Vincent's mid-level exception. Remember, they did not give Vincent the entire MLE, and so they used the remainder to now sign Spencer Dinwiddie and give their backcourt a little bit of a boost. So I wanted to get into what the Lakers have here in Spencer Dinwiddie, what he's going to bring to this team. But let's start here, though, first. Are the Lakers done? Or do they have another move in them? You know, I've had a lot of people asking me, can the Lakers go add someone else off the buyout market? It's not impossible for them to do that, but it's very unlikely. In fact, team sources have told me that they believe the roster is set now. 15 players on the roster with Spencer Dinwiddie. I was cautioned that, look, anything could still happen. Maybe somebody gets bought out they're not expecting or whatever, or they find a need for somebody that's out there on the market currently. But right now, it's fairly certain that the roster is going to be set as is. In order to go chase somebody else and free up another roster spot, I've had a lot of people say, well, why not just waive Skylar Mays or why not waive Dylan Windler? Those are guys on two-way contracts. That's not going to free up a full roster spot, which is what you would need. And no, Jalen Hood-Schifino, Max Lewis, they cannot be converted to two-way contracts. You would have to cut them first. You'd have to waive them, at which point other teams could swoop in and pick them up, which is probably what would happen. In addition to that, if you were to waive players like that, and in fact, anybody that you would even consider waiving, Jalen Hood-Schifino, Max Lewis, Cam Reddish, you've got Christian Wood, Jackson Hayes, all these guys that are on these like minimum or smaller deals just to create a roster spot, they all have at the very least a player option for next year. And that would lock you that money on your books just as dead cap. That's not what you want to do. So from a cap space perspective, from a just managing the salary cap perspective, it doesn't make a lot of sense to waive somebody to go pick up somebody off the buyout market. And I'm not even talking about whether or not it would be worth waiving one of those players to get, like Marcus Morris or something like that. It would just be a very unlikely move for the Lakers to make. So almost certainly the roster is set as it is. Spencer Dinwiddie will take the 15th roster spot, and this is it for the Lakers for moves this season. Now, what does Spencer Dinwiddie bring to this team? So I think really what the Lakers were looking for, they were looking for a little bit more explosiveness in their backcourt. Of course, they were looking for somebody who could defend. Is he Alex Caruso? No, but he's got good size to him. Spencer Dinwiddie, 6'5", 6'6". I think he is a upgrade defensively over Austin Reeves, over D'Angelo Russell. He now fits into that Dennis Schroeder role from last season as one of three guards that are in this rotation. There should be some familiarity there for the Lakers in terms of having Austin, having D'Lo, and now having Spencer Dinwiddie. It should work out pretty similarly to how it worked out last year with Dennis Schroeder in the mix with those other two as well. So the Lakers as a team, they should have some familiarity with how this will work and what this is going to look like. Again, he's not the tenacious defender that Dennis Schroeder is, but he should be a step up from D'Lo and Austin. You can say that's a low bar to clear, but and that's fair. But again, I think he can help you out a little bit on that end of the floor. But primarily what Dinwiddie is going to bring is that he is a shot creator. He is a guy who can get looks for other players, can certainly get his own shots off, can create some things and get to the rim. That's what you're getting out of him. You're also getting a guy who can orchestrate. He can do things handling the basketball, running the offense. That's something that's important as well, taking some of that burden off of LeBron James. Or should you have an injury or something to Austin or to D'Angelo Russell? We've seen games this season where when one of those other guys is out, it winds up being LeBron as a primary ball handler and D'Lo or Austin, and it's not quite enough. You can tell they're missing one other guy. So Spencer Dinwiddie will fit into that role as well. Expect to see him, because he's 6'5", 6'6", playing quite a bit alongside one of those other guards too. And that's why I think particularly for Austin, he may be useful in that he takes some of the ball handling pressure off of Austin. You know, Austin Reeves has talked in the past about how he used to be a point guard and how that's a role that's very comfortable for him. But we've also seen him get pressured quite a bit by defenders who are trying to really prevent him from getting the Lakers into the sets that they want. And he struggled a little bit with that at times. Having another ball handler out there on the floor as a release valve at all times with Austin, I think, is going to be a good thing. And by having Spencer Dinwiddie out there, you're increasing the likelihood that there's another guard that's available to take the floor along with Austin Reeves. Now, let's take a quick peek at his stats. So we take a look at this. Spencer Dinwiddie, you know, he's solid. You look at this season, the shooting numbers are not great. 32% from three. He's only averaging 12.6 points per game, shooting 39% from the field. That's not good. He's not shot the ball well, but six assists. Season before with Brooklyn, only played in 26 games because he was with the Mavs for part of the season as well. He was traded mid-season, but in 26 games with the Nets last season, 9 assists, 16.5 points. Three-point percentage was still not good, 29% from three. And I know, Lakers fans, you're probably going, oh my gosh, we got another guy who can't shoot. Remember, the buyout market, very, very low risk. You're not expecting to get a guy who's going to be the savior of the team, but you're getting a guy who can come in, fill a role, and help you out in that way. And that's what Spencer Dinwiddie can do. But the points were certainly up the prior season with the Nets. Now, I've seen a lot of Nets fans, a lot of people who follow the Nets a little bit more closely than I do, who've said Dinwiddie didn't seem to be all in on the Nets this season. They've had a rough season this year. So the hope here for the Lakers is that a new environment will reinvigorate him, and that coming back to LA, where he's from, he went to Taft High School, which ironically is also where my dad went to school. But Spencer Dinwiddie is going to come to LA. He's going to be playing with his old friend, D'Angelo Russell. And the hope is that that change of scenery will be exactly what he needs. But again, this is a guy who can rack up assists for you. He can handle the basketball. He's fairly explosive, pretty crafty, getting to the basket. He can hit an outside shot and he can create an outside shot for himself. Doesn't mean he's always the most efficient guy, but he can create that look for you. Now, again, you look at his shot chart for this year. Eesh. It's pretty gross, right? That's a lot of red out there on the floor. He's not shot the ball well, but some green. Check out the corner threes. And on a pretty decent amount of attempts, 37 attempts from the right corner, 24 attempts from the left corner, and he's shooting a high percentage from both, about 46% from three from the corner. So the Lakers should try to scheme that look in whenever they can. And again, this is where him being on the floor with another guard, where he doesn't have to be up above the break at all times, will be beneficial to getting the most out of him and maximizing his efficiency. So I'm expecting to see a lot of Dinwiddie with D'Lo, Dinwiddie with Austin Reeves, in order to help him get those looks that he's going to be most comfortable with, as well as just open things up for the rest of the team. But let's also take a peek here, and this is encouraging. Spencer Dinwiddie in the playoffs. Look what happens come playoff time. I think he's a big game performer. His numbers go up, right? You've got an average for his career, 14 points, 3.6 assists. That's a little bit low on the assist side for him. But look at his shooting percentages. 41% from three in the playoffs. He's a guy who has a history of taking and making big shots in the postseason. So that is important for this Lakers team. For a Lakers team that intends to make the playoffs, that intends to try to make a deep postseason run here with LeBron James, with Anthony Davis, hopefully Spencer Dinwiddie will again find his form come playoff time. Remember, the Lakers have another guy on their roster that also tends to step up come playoff time, and that is Rui Hachimura. You might say, well, D'Angelo Russell tends to not step up come playoff time. Well, then it's that much more important that you get a guy like Spencer Dinwiddie. Remember, this is the role that Gabe Vincent was supposed to fill. He's supposed to be a guy who steps up in the postseason. That's when he's playing his best basketball. He's sidelined. I've heard pessimism within the Lakers about him actually returning this season. We'll see. Hopefully he's able to come back in March like the latest reports really do suggest. But now the pressure is off of Gabe Vincent. If he isn't able to come back, the Lakers have got somebody else here to fill that role, and that's Spencer Dinwiddie. And the great thing, again, you know, it was frustrating to see the Lakers not get a move done at the trade deadline, but they were able to get Spencer Dinwiddie, who's a quality player, and you got him without having to give up anything, without having to give up any assets. So that's a nice bit of business there for the Lakers and a good pivot coming off of, again, a disappointing trade deadline. But Lakers Nation, let me know what you think about Spencer Dinwiddie. What can he bring to this team? Don't forget to subscribe right here to the Lakers Nation YouTube channel, as well as the podcast feed over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Till next time, see ya and stay safe.